Hiya, mate.
Hello, mate.
Hello, mate.
Hello, mate.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good,
hey,
man.
Guess what?
Well,
we've got some news.
Go on.
We've made it. We've been in the paper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Kevin from Hyde.
Yes. Hello, I'm Kevin from Hyde.
Yeah, we was in the paper. I think it was Tameside Correspondent. And a big article off my friend and your friend, Adam Higgins.
Is he the reporter?
He was the roving reporter, yeah.
The roving reporter?
Yeah.
Right, so what did he have to say?
It was just a very lovely article on our podcast.
Yeah, I'm not sure why I was asking what did he have to say, because I did read it myself as well. But yeah, it was really good. I was a bit disappointed about my review.
I was a bit disappointed he forgot to mention your two cats as well.
I don't have cats.
I know, it's just a joke.
It's Andrew with the cats.
Oh, two dogs.
But yeah, no, it's really good. Well done, mate. It was a nice little article. That.
Yeah.
So, yeah, onwards and upwards.
So which newspaper next then?
Star?
Right.
Or is that defunct?
I think it'll be like the Daily Sport or whatever it is. What was that dodgy newspaper where it was always like a little bit cheeky?
It was the Daily Sport, wasn't it?
The Daily Sport?
I think it was,
yeah.
God, we're going back away though, aren't we?
Yeah,
there?
That's where we're going to end up, mate. Daily Sport is going to be like, you know, Strange Moon Landings and Jordan's podcast.
Yeah.
Nuts.
So, me and Kevin have been dealing with something over the weekend.
Oh.
We've had more imposters, haven't we, Kevin?
Oh, yes, we have. Well, I don't think you'd call them imposters, but bots.
Yeah.
Social media bots.
The social media bots. Do you know how I was, a few podcasts ago, I was explaining algorithms.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, so I remember it well.
So there's been...
Just, what was he called again? Just one more time. Just for old time's sake.
Algorithms. That's how you say it. Algorithm. Algorithms.
Yeah.
No, yeah. We just love it. We love you, George. Go on, carry on. Bots.
Anyway, yeah, there's loads of Amanda Holden imposters trying to get in the group. This is why I think we should have member approval on imposter approval.
It's like we were talking a while ago, weren't we, about the social media picking up and your phone picking up what you're saying and what you're doing. And obviously, you might know the answer to this, Andrew. There's bots out there scanning social media.
Yeah.
And it knows your site's something to do with Amanda Holden because it must read the text within it.
Yeah.
And then it's sending out stuff to do with Amanda Holden.
Yeah.
It's weird because I don't see any of these. So, Jordan, you must be on that page a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
Because I never get to see them, so I don't know what it is that is coming to the page.
But Jordan's seeing it and he is deleting it. And then I saw it the other day and I've deleted and banned that user at the same time.
Yeah, I didn't know you could ban people.
Yeah. I think I've banned Andrew, actually. I think you've been banned.
That's all right.
Oh, Jesus.
But yeah, how does it know? I mean, it's pretty clever, isn't it?
I don't know. Like, someone said to me the other day, people listen to your conversations.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So there must be some truth in that.
Yeah, I think your phone... We've had this conversation. Phones pick up on the keywords. I don't think they listen to you. What do you think, Andrew?
Do you know, I think they probably do, but I don't think they would ever tell you that.
Ah, whole conspiracy.
And definitely your... So have you got like an Alexa, anything like that?
Yeah,
yeah.
They are... Well, they always have to be listening to you, don't they?
Yeah.
Because they need to know to listen out for their key to respond to you.
That word. But I don't think they listen to you per se, these gadgets, as in hear all your conversation. I think they're just programmed to hear certain words.
I think there have been reports where people's intimate rendezvous have been caught by Google.
Wow.
And recorded and are on file somewhere.
Are you listening to that, Jordan?
So are they listening to just select few devices?
Yeah.
Or are they listening to all of them?
I don't know.
I'm a bit scared of talking on a podcast now, mate.
Aye.
Shall we stop it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, wouldn't that be another way that they know? Because they'll scan the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll translate it all into text.
Yeah.
and they'll know.
I don't think it works like that. I think when it comes to AI and things like that, AI will look at text on like websites. It's like when you put a keyword,
like,
I don't
know
if you know
search results in
you. Yeah, you put keywords on a website. Yeah. So AI does a reverse thing, but I think it can't listen to audio.
Yeah, it can't listen to everything.
I think it looks at text, right, but not audio. So there must be a text description. In fact, here's an experiment on the podcast Facebook page, whatever the description is. I am assuming there somewhere, Andrew, you'll confirm this or deny it, it'll say something like Amanda Holden's name.
Yeah.
Do me a favour, for an experiment between now and the next episode, change Amanda Holden's name to, who's the guy out of Baywatch, Andrew?
David Hasselhoff.
Change it to David Hasselhoff.
Right.
And let's see what happens with the bot between now and next episode. Yeah. Are you up for it?
Yeah, we can do that.
Are we doing it, John?
Yeah, we're doing it.
Right, David Hasselhoff. Let's see what happens. So, John, you need to tell us about a new feature for Andrew.
Should
we tell him?
Right.
We've had a cunning plan.
Yes, right. We've got a cunning plan, Andrew. Right. We've got a new feature, and it's called... Stop.
Be careful. Stop. Be careful how you say it.
I couldn't give a flying fact.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically...
That's our working title, isn't it?
No, that's the title.
Is that what we're going with?
Yeah.
I couldn't give a flying fact.
Yeah. So basically, two truths and a lie, right?
So Jordan's going to give us three... facts about himself, Andrew.
And one's a lie.
And one of them's a lie, and you and I need to work out which one of them we think is the lie.
Yeah, all right, we can do that, Yeah,
so, George, are you going to go for this now, George?
Yeah.
All right, go on then, give us three facts.
Right.
Because I couldn't give a flying fact.
Fact number one, the X-Man United player, Lee Martin, I've had my picture taken with him when I was a baby.
Oh, right, okay.
Fact number two, I've met Michael Barrymore.
All right.
And fact number three, I went to Ireland for my 16th birthday.
Right.
Oh, okay. God, that's quite hard.
Yeah. So, shall we start? What was fact one? A football player?
Yeah.
You had your photograph with?
Yeah.
Do you know anything about football, Andrew? Who was that football player?
Wasn't it Man United?
Lee Martin.
Was it Man United?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was in Westerns, Lee Martin. Or was that Lee Marvin?
That's Lee Marvin, I think, Kev.
So, Lee Martin. So, how old were you when you had your pictures done with him?
16 days old.
Oh, right. So, you were an actual baby.
Actual baby.
Who took you to the football match?
I was in hospital.
Oh, so he came to the hospital to see you?
Well, no, he was in, his wife was in the same, his wife was pregnant at the same time as my mum.
Oh, so they shared a ward.
Yeah.
Oh, do you get that, Andrew?
Well, you're giving away more facts here and more to it, so I think this one's true.
Yeah. It could be, couldn't it?
Yeah.
What was the second one?
It would seem a random name to pick. Out of all the Man United players you could have picked,
I think
from the last 30, 40 years.
It's likely, isn't it? What was the second lie? You've met Michael Barrymore.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm going with Barrymore.
I think the thing is with the Barrymore, on a podcast we did a while ago, we mentioned Barrymore, and that's fresh in his mind, I think.
There we go.
I reckon that could be the Barrymore. Well, what was the third one?
That I went to Ireland for my 16th birthday.
I mean, that seems,
quite
why not?
So we're going for the Barrymore?
Yeah.
Right, John, we reckon Barrymore, lie. Which one is it?
Ireland.
No!
Really?
Was it?
Yeah.
No way!
No way!
So what, you never met Barrymore?
Yes.
Oh, you have met Barrymore?
Yeah. When did you meet him?
When? Go on.
I was...
It wasn't a pool party, was it?
Oh, no. No pool parties involved.
Wow. Go on.
I met Barrymore. When I was, I think I was about either five or six, and my mum wrote to him, blah, 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 John, I've got a son, he's called Jordan, and he blah, blah, he's obsessed with you. And then he wrote back, and we got tickets, and after the show, he's like, come and see me, come and see me. He got me up on stage and all that punk havoc.
Wow.
And then he said, come and see me after the show. So I went and seen him and got a signed photo.
Awesome.
And this was funny, right? When he said, "Oh, I'm going to get you up on," is there someone in the audience called Jordan? And my grandma was with her. She's like, "She's easy, easy." They're proud and that. And my mum's saying, she's talking to my dad, and she said, "Colin, take him up." And him being his miserable self, he said, "I'm not taking him up. You can go." So my mum took me up.
Oh.
My grandma was dead proud, and I said to him, "You don't wash your hair, do you?" Because obviously he'd been under all them lights, and he's sweating.
Yeah,
and that's what I said to him. "You don't wash your hair, do you?"
Oh, that's a nice thing to say.
That's
to
a nice impression.
Well done, that man.
And what show was it? Did you went to watch?
It was at the Blackpool Opera House. Just one of his stand-up. You know.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It was
amazing.
On the tour.
Well, you kind of won there. You don't want anything, but you won. Well, that was a good nut job.
Have you not got one?
Yeah.
Go on then.
We need a theme tune for this. What do you think of this
I'll
feature?
I'll find one. Every week I have to get a new theme tune.
Do you like this feature? I liked it. Right. Okay, so I've got one for you. Three facts, okay?
Mm.
Fact number one for you both.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was once a private detective working in London. Fact number two, I have appeared in an adult film on the Playboy channel. Fact number three, my middle name is Susan, as my dad was a big Johnny Cash fan. Discuss, boys.
You've definitely been in an adult movie. that's a definite, for sure.
Yeah. I love it that you just assumed that.
I'm going for you were definitely a detective. So, yeah, last one.
Yeah.
Well, last one, my middle name's Sue.
Yeah.
You think that's the lie?
Yeah.
You both, that's it. You're not even going to debate it. You just think I was automatically in a porn movie. That's it.
If your middle name was Susan,
I'm offended.
You'd have mentioned this numerous times.
No, but I'm offended that you assume.
It'd be Susan from Hyde.
I must have been in a porn movie. Offended.
Clearly.
I'm Kevin. Really,
I'm offended.
Straight off.
Kevin. I don't know how long I've known you, but I've known you well. I know you well enough to know that your bloody name isn't Susan.
I'm offended. We can no longer be friends. That you think I've been in a porn movie.
I do.
I mean, you were probably just walking in the background somewhere or something, and maybe didn't know you were in it. Maybe. I don't know, but then how you found out you were actually in it is a bit beyond me.
How did you accidentally walk in the background of a porn movie? you're right, it was number three, my middle name is not Sue. Yeah. Yes, I have appeared in a porn movie, and yes, I was a private detective once in London.
So we all want to know more about the movie, clearly.
Hang on, elaborate, yeah.
The movie, I've always worked in cameras, as you know, Jod.
Yeah.
And we used to hire out cameras all the time to various production houses.
Yeah.
And there was a guy, I can't remember his full name, but I'll tell you. A guy used to come in and hire cameras to go and make adult movies.
Right.
And then he'd bring the kit back on a Monday morning, and we'd always be very inquisitive about, what have you been filming? What have you been filming? Yeah. Long story short, he said to me, "Do you want a bit part in one of my movies?" So in the back unit of our, it's not what you think, in the back unit of our warehouse, we had oscilloscopes and all that kind of thing. And he used to do a character called Roger Cook, based on a TV character called Roger Cook.
Right.
And it was like a James Bond character. And what he needed to do was walk up to the equivalent of Q or M or whatever. Yeah. And that was me, Q Kev, in a white coat with pens.
Yeah.
And he walked up to me, and the little film clip was him saying, "Hi Q, have you got a new gadget for me?" And I gave him a pair of spectacles, and he puts them on, and they're X-ray specs. And that was my little cameo in an adult movie.
Tell you what, the algorithm's going to have a field day with this episode, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
So there you go. I'm still offended you automatically went to that decision now.
Quite like the feature, though.
You like it?
Yeah, bring it back next week.
Yeah. more news, Jordan. Go for it.
Yeah, we got some more news hot off the press.
Ding.
We are now on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you go to your Instagrams and you type in
Instagram.
Well, they'll know it's Instagram and won't they?
Okay.
They go to Jordan Follow the Dream. No spaces. Just Jordan Follow the Dream.
So,
and if you're on Instagram, put that in and you'll find us.
So we need to talk about making some content, don't
yeah.
we? Once we figure out how to actually turn on Instagram. So we can do some actual content and see your face.
Yeah.
Right. Are we up for doing something? We need some Instagram challenges and stuff, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Let's do it.
Well, put a post on Instagram.
So maybe
asking for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See what you get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Well, you know, I've actually said, you know, the bit where Amanda Holden thing, when you mention her, and it's the Amanda Holden update.
Yeah.
And we hear one piece of audio from Amanda.
Right.
And if Andrew's on it, it's going to go like this.
The Amanda Holden update.
Oh, my God!
With Jordan Anderson.
Yeah, that can be the first challenge, right? You've got to take a video of yourself doing the Amanda Holden.
Oh, my God!
God, and see which is the best one.
And hashtag it to follow the dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll speak to my daughter about that and she can start that trend for you.
Right.
You might go viral.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Go on, do it.
Wouldn't it be funny if Amanda did it? Wouldn't that be great if on Instagram one day you opened it up and there she is?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God!
Now for the part of the podcast that everybody dreads. Well, Bossman does, anyway.
I think everyone dreads it, to be fair.
Joke of the week. Here's
another joke of the week. Where are we up to score-wise, Andrew?
Score-wise, still fairly close. Kevin from Hyde has 7 points.
Oh, Kevin from Hyde.
Jordan has 6 points.
So, it's up to you, George. Do you want to go first, or shall I go first?
You go first.
It's your show. Oh, I'm going first, am I? Okay. Yeah. You ready, boy?
Yep.
What's pink and wrinkled and hangs out your Y front?
There's always a theme with your jokes, isn't there?
Your grandma on wash day. Where was your mind going, Andrew?
I think we know. All right. Okay.
Right. Paddy and Seamus sat in a pub, right?
Yep.
Paddy goes to Seamus. I've got a load of pictures here. And I got one for, £1 million. He says, they're not pictures, you daft sod. You've robbed the bloody estate agents.
You got that up your knees, that joke, didn't you, mate?
No. Nope.
That's definitely up your knees.
No. Nope.
Is that Andrew?
It's not.
So hang on. You had 2 weeks to think of a joke. And that's what you came up with.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
I want tumbleweeds now. I demand tumbleweeds.
I think it's absolutely brilliant.
I demand tumbleweeds and I demand you leave the studio.
Tumbleweed incoming. Right then, 8-6 it is to Kevin.
Hey, you loser.
I really wouldn't clap yourself for that, because the standard there...
I didn't clap myself.
Pretty bad.
Oh, my word.
Right then.
Love it.
On that note...
Bye. Kevin from Hyde, you gits.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.